Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you to TSC Talk Radio, and it's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I'm going to read something to you, and I want you to consider the words. Here and in other colonial capitals, the nation's founders first debated the idea of independence and the fundamental principles of freedom. Then the challenge to the liberties of the people came from an arrogant, overbearing monarchy across the sea. Today, the challenge comes from our own federal government, a government that has defied and that now ignores virtually every constitutional limit fashioned by the framers to confine its reach and thus to guard the freedoms of the people. In our day, the threat to self-determination posed by the centralization of power in the nation's capital has been dramatically demonstrated. The effects of intrusive federal government authority have been felt so widely and so profoundly that a united chorus of opposition has risen from town halls and state capitals, from community organizations and private associations, from enterprises and individuals across America. The founders of our republic and the framers of our Constitution well understood the ultimate incompatibility of centralized power and republican ideals. They did not pledge their lives, their fortunes, and sacred honor to achieve independence from an oppressive monarchy in England, only to surrender their liberties to an all-powerful central government on these shores. Rather, they devoted their considerable energies and insights to erecting an array of checks and balances that promised to prevent the emergence of an unrepressive, unresponsive, and unaccountable national government. Chief among these checks were to be the state governments, whose co-equal role was expressly acknowledged in the 10th Amendment to the Constitution, and whose sweeping jurisdiction and popular support were presumed sufficient to resist federal encroachment. The federal government, by contrast, was given certain expressive, enumerated powers and denied all others. From this balanced federal-state relationship, predicated and on dual sovereignty, there was to come a healthy tension that would serve a bulwark against any concentration of power that threatened the freedoms of the people. Two centuries later, it is clear that these checks and balances have been dangerously undermined. The states have witnessed this steady erosion, sometimes gradual, sometimes accelerated, of their sphere of responsibility. Today, there is virtually no area of public responsibility or private activity in which the federal authorities do not assert the power to override the will of the people in the states through federal rules, rulings, and enactments. Our freedoms are no longer safe when they exist only at the sufferance of federal legislators, federal courts, anal federal bureaucrats. The people of the state seek to regain control and trusted state's leaders with the responsibility and are archiving these fundamental reforms in our governmental system. We are pledged to fulfill this promise by restoring to the states of the people the prerogatives and freedoms guaranteed to them under the Constitution. That document was taken and signed by 30 governors back in 1994. It's the Williamsburg Resolve and the Republican Governors Conference of 1994. It didn't work out, but today we are going to try again. I don't know that we can get governors on board, but we're going to try and do that. I have with me today, you know, I don't believe in coincidences. I have in with me today Walter Meyer. He grew up in Seneca, Kansas, following his high school. He enlisted in the U.S. Navy and served 4 years during the Korean War. His college work included courses of Hartford Junior College in Maryland and the Universities of Delaware, Maryland, and St. Mary's University in San Antonio, Texas. During the Vietnam buildup, he was one of the 13 system test engineers in an organization of 3,300 people at Aberdeen Proving Grounds, Maryland. He was responsible for planning and overseeing the conduct of tests involving equipment used to control the firing of weapons and flight of missiles. He later served as a division chief in the Army's project manager's office for the Chaparral Vulcan Air Defense Systems as the project manager's senior staff representative with the U.S. Army Air Force Center, Fort Bliss, Texas, and as chief of plans and programs for general staff. Mr. Meyer's private business interests have included a speedway, two mobile home parks, rental properties, commercial pilot, flight instructor, and farmer and rancher. And he goes back even farther. He said he forgot some of the things on his, he also wrote To Tame a Tyrant. And we don't have that book today, but we're going to get that book for you. He wrote it several years ago, and we're going to bring it back. And we want the American people to know what's going on. But as I visited with Walter last week, we found out we had an awful lot in common. He was good friends with Derry Brownfield, and I believe he was on the air and probably met me back in the day. But we're going to bring him on the air today because we're going to talk about knowing the problems, just as that document that I read. But it doesn't do any good to talk about the problems unless we bring the solutions, and that's what we have today. Walter, welcome to CSE Talk Radio. How are you today?
Just great, Beth, and good introduction you made there.
Well, thank you. I tried to get through it as quick as I can. We've only got a couple minutes left in this segment, but I thought it was just, you know, when I read the Declaration of Independence, and then I go back and I read what these governors had written, and, of course, it's even a longer document because it lists all the grievances. It's amazing to me the parallel and where the American people have come and how back far we have gone in losing our independence.
Well, let me say in regards to that Williamsburg resolve, the governors never intended to do what they made a pledge to do in it, and that was to restore to the states and the people the prerogatives and freedoms guaranteed them under the Constitution. And when you get a copy of my book, you will find why I say that. I covered it in detail. They pledged to make structural changes and to take the power away from the states that the states already have. Keep in mind that it is we the people who created the Constitution or the states.
Yes.
And the states, in turn, created the Constitution, the first three articles of which created the federal government as their agent. And under the law of agency, it is the states that hold the ultimate power and responsibility for the proper interpretation and implementation of that contract called the Constitution. So to suggest that we need structural changes is nonsense. But I cover all of this in the book, and I will get you a copy of it before very long, and you can read it for yourself. If we had a lot of time, I would go through it and just consider that the topic of the day as to why the governors really didn't mean what it was they said.
Well, we can make that a topic. We can always make that a topic of another day, but we're going to talk about a couple of things. One is the things that you have done through the years here to try and restore the republic and bring constitutional common sense back to this nation. And I want to get started from the ground up when we come back from this break. I'm going to hold off on the phone calls until we really get started here. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Walter Myers, and we're going to talk about Patriot Networking Initiative that we want to call to action for all of you. And we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
When in the course of human events, in order to form a more perfect union, do you recognize those words? They're a part of our Declaration of Independence. At CSC Talk Radio, we recognize that our country is under attack from within. We need we the people educated and reminded about our U.S. Constitution. As part of our Bring America Home campaign, we're excited to offer you a brand new board game, the Constitution Quest. This colorful, handsome, and sturdy board game is a must to teach our children and grandchildren the importance of our country's constitutional government. There's no shooting zombies here. This is an old-fashioned down-home board game designed for family fun and education. $49.95 is a wise investment in this country's future. Be a part of our Bring America Home campaign and order the Constitution Quest game today. Send $49.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, www.csctalkradio.com. Together, we can bring America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're talking not just about problems, but solutions, and it's our call to action today. Walter Myers has been involved in trying to find the solutions and gathering people together, because it's going to take all of us. You know, that's what I say every day at the end of the show. It takes every single one of us to bring America home, to take America back, whatever way you want to put it. And Walter's been at this fight for a while, and I think, I don't believe in coincidences or luck, but I think it was unusual that you just happened Stance found me on the World Wide Web, and then we end up probably having actually met at one point in time when you were with Derry Brownfield and on the show. And so let's start from the beginning, Walter, as to your march for independence, so to speak. With you started the Constitutionalist Network Center back in the day, and now we have the Patriots Networking Initiative. And let's talk about some of that.
Well, first of all, you have to recognize I'm an old man, Beth, so I date back quite a while. Back in the 80s, I got concerned about where this country is and where it's headed. At that time, I was running a little farming and ranching operation there 9 miles south of Lawrence, Kansas. And I had two boys, and I said, kids, you take care of the mobile home parks and the farming operation. I'm going to take some time off just to go back through history and see what happened to this country and what I grew up in and thought was a republic. But I, by that time, had concluded it wasn't. So I took about 2.5 years, and I went way back, and when I got through with the study, I said, okay, now that you understand the problem, what do you do about it?
Mm.
And so I joined the National Rifle Association and the Birch Society and the Committee to Restore the Constitution and on. And every time I did, I said, please give me your plan for getting us out of this mess, or tell me where I can find it anyway. It turns out no one had a plan that I felt was viable. All of them were fame and fortune organizations, you know, send me your money and we'll take care of all your problems. And they would go to Congress and scream. Well, little did they know that Congress does not represent we the people. The Congress is a trustee in bankruptcy on behalf of the international bankers to whom we owe a combined public and private debt and unfunded obligations of over $200 trillion. And we have somewhere in the neighborhood of $6 to $7 trillion to try to deal with that. You can't get there from here.
No.
So anyway, I thought, well, having retired as chief of plans and programs for a general staff, surely I can still write a plan. So I threw one together. And I called a meeting for Constitution Day 1993 in Kansas City. About 225 people showed up. Among them were Governor Meekum of Arizona, State Senator Don Rogers out of California, a retired judge out of Columbus, Ohio, the publisher of Media Bypass magazine, and the founder of the American Coalition of Unregistered Churches, and, you know, some very prestigious people, in my mind at least, that showed up at that conference. We went through the plan and decided we would try to implement it. And the plan called for a number of teams, and still does. The plan still is the same old plan, that you have to have some national leadership to guide a movement. You have to have an implementation team that turns the crank on a daily basis doing the things that have to be done to implement a plan. You have got to have legal initiative team. You need a legislative initiative team. And most of all, once you identify a goal, and let me talk just a moment on four things that I think people must, or at least should, agree to, and if they do, they should be willing to do whatever they can to help seek a common goal. The first thing that we need to understand is that we have a problem in this country. The second thing we need to understand is that it's a spiritual problem. We're engaged in a true spiritual battle.
Mm-hmm.
It is godlyism versus humanism, and the humanists are winning. And why are they winning? Here is why. Too many people have failed to acknowledge the importance of James 4:17, saying, he that knoweth to do right and doeth it not, to him it is sin.
Mm-hmm.
We are a nation of sinners and hypocrites. We are no longer a godly nation. We're a post-Christian nation.
Hmm.
And that's very easy to prove, and I've written a paper on it that I will get posted on the PNI website. But the fact is that that is what has happened to America. Had the pastors and the people in the pulpits done what's right, we wouldn't be in this mess. Had our legislators done what's right, we wouldn't be in this mess. Had our educators done what's right, we wouldn't be here. Had our law enforcement done what's right, we wouldn't be here. So you can blame it on any segment of society that you want to, but the bottom line, it is we the people. We went to sleep at the switch and just allowed the biblical mooring upon which this nation was founded to be destroyed, and for us to be cast aside and out to sea in a sea of humanism, if you will. And that manifestation of that problem was what was cited by those Republican governors in the Williamsburg Resolve when they said, and again, and I'll quote, that federal action has exceeded the clear bounds of its jurisdiction under the Constitution and thus violated rights guaranteed the people. In other words, we are living with a criminal cartel that is running this country of ours. And there has been no law when it comes to politicians. We are truly a lawless nation. And that has to be stopped. We cannot permit that to continue and ever hope to go back to where we have a restoration of the liberty we were to have.
You know,
Go ahead, Beth.
Well, I was going to say, we talked a little bit about some of that yesterday. I put down, you know, that we were being run by the inmates. And, you know, it doesn't matter whether it's Democrat or Republican. We're hearing one thing after another with the corruption and the embezzlement and the cheating with the tax dollars. And it just goes on and on and on. A representative out of the state of California that's a Republican, Duncan Hutter, and his wife, fraudulently took $250,000 out of the campaign funds, used them for dental work and for vacations and all this and that, you know, because the tax dollars of the American people mean nothing to them.
And I always thought Duncan was one of the best.
I did too.
But the fact is that he's as corrupt as the rest of them. Well, you know, there's a whole lot of things I learned in my study, and if we have time, I'll go through a few of them. But the fourth thing that people need to agree to, if assuming they agree with the first three I just went through, the fourth one is that there is a need to honor the pledge that was made by those 30 Republican governors when they pledge to, and I quote, to restore to the states and the people the prerogatives and freedoms guaranteed them under the Constitution. Well, following the meeting in Kansas City, a group of us decided we would try to implement the plan. It called for a 7-member national leadership team. Governor Meekum agreed to head it up if I would work as the executive director. I agreed to, and so we tried to turn the crank and implement that program. In those days, there was no internet. There was no Twitter, and the price of trying to communicate with people was just out of this world. I spent close to $100,000 of my own money trying to do what we tried to do, and we just could not get the job done because of the lack of the ability to communicate with people.
Okay, let's talk about that a little bit further when we come back. We're headed into another break. I'm still going to hold off on the calls until after this segment. Let me give the number out. It's 877-895. It's 877-895-5410. 877-895-5410. But I want to hear a little bit more about how we're going to get this done. And we're going to have Walt on several times and some others from the organization of PNI, Patriots Networking Initiative. And you're listening to CSC Talk Radio. And Walt and Beth Ann, we're going to be right back.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? NAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record. I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow, but don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSC Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code Beth Ann. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Walter Myers, and what we're talking about, and we haven't really got to it all just yet. There's not going to be enough time today. We'll have him back several times, probably him and some others from PNI, which is Patriots Networking Initiative. But he was talking as we went into that break when they started with the Constitutionalist Networking Center back in the day. They didn't have the social media, they didn't have the internet, and the communication was very, very difficult. And I wanted to pick up from there, Walter.
Okay, I'd like to jump back to the Williamsburg Resolve for just a moment.
Sure.
When I first heard about it, I called Governor Allen's office in Virginia and asked him to fax me a copy of it, and they did. And as I went through it and I found those two statements, the allegation and the pledge of the governors, I called Governor Meacham and I said, hey, Chief, I think that we really ought to pick up on that and use that as a statement of the manifestation of the fundamental problem that we have agreed on and as a goal. And he agreed, and that's what we subsequently used throughout the CNC, the Constitutionalist Networking Center, it was called in those days. But once you agree upon a goal, the next step that you have to take is to look at the major objectives that lie on the critical path to that goal. What must we accomplish to get from here to there? And so we laid out a whole series of objectives that we felt need to be solved or reached. And we then put together what we call objective pursuit teams. Their purpose is to refine that objective and make sure it's good and clear to everybody concerned, and to then develop the plan that they are going to use to pursue that particular objective. We need the best minds that America has to be on those objective pursuit teams. Let me just give you a for instance. The economy of this country is in shambles. Mm. We are truly slaves to a system. If we're going to escape it, there's a lot of things that need to be done, not the least of which is to correct the monetary policy problem that we have. But in addition to that, we've got a confiscatory taxation system that has to be corrected. We have got foreign policies that are breaking this nation because we deal in free trade rather than fair trade. So we need to establish policies that would equalize the price of products at the water's edge. So there are many things to be done in that arena. I would like to see people like Ed Griffin, who has agreed, by the way, I think he would be on that team. Dr. Ron Paul should certainly be on it. Byron Dale. I can think of a number of people. But we need to put together those teams that will then lay out the plan that we need to follow in order to satisfy that objective, which in turn would lead us eventually to the goal that we all have. But to do these things, it's going to take millions of people because we need to bypass the major media and be able to get the truth told to the people. And so a very key component of the plan is to have local area teams in every zip code area in this country. And there's about 43,000 of them. And on those teams, it's going to take about 20 people per team. And that's hardworking people, I might add, to carry out the mission that those teams have. That they need a liaison on those teams with various segments of society. And they need Toastmasters that can go to the moose and the lions and the elks and, the civic organizations and social organizations and explain to them what has happened to this country of ours. You know, what we have done in the past is alternate between Republicans and Democrats, always hoping for a different direction and a change.
Insanity.
By definition, that's insanity. That you don't do the same thing over and over and expect a different result. We have to do things differently. And there's no sense of going to the Congress and asking for things. We're going to have to build what amounts to an undeniable political force at the grassroots level that has the capability of putting good people in office. Now, keep in mind, Beth, we only have four boxes with which to solve this problem. It used to be that we had six. But two of the most important of those boxes, which was the common law grand jury and the trial jury, were stolen from us by illegal action, more of that federal action, if you will, that's exceeded the clear bounds of its jurisdiction, in 1946. They declared those common law grand juries to be obsolete. And if you hold one today and you issue presentments, it falls on deaf ears. the judicial system will not acknowledge those presentments and responsibly adjudicate them. So we're down to four boxes. We either use the soapbox and the mailbox and all of their forms to educate and inspire people to put good people into office or to force those that are there to honor their oath and do what they said they would do, or we're going to turn to the cartridge box. Those are the choices we have. So if we're going to solve this problem peacefully, it is going to be through the creation of this undeniable political force. And it's going to require work. Don't let me tell anybody that it's going to be easy, because it won't be. We are going to have these local teams of people, and we at the national level are going to have to provide them not only the plan, but with the tools that they need to work with to do things. For instance, one of them, this monetary policy problem, has to be given exposure and made aware of it. In order to do that, I have written a resolution that I think should be taken to every city council. And it basically says, we the council, now that we understand how unconstitutional and enslaving this policy is, have a choice. We either have to demand that our state and our governor do something about it, or we have to admit that we are subscribing to it, which means adhering to the enemy, which makes us guilty of treason. Now, I can't imagine a councilman that will sign off on such a resolution, but we'll see.
Well, you know, but I think... Go ahead. Well, I was just going to say, it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy to convince people. While they even know there's a problem, so many of them are so apathetic. And they just sit there and they go, oh, it's just politics. It's just politics as usual. But it's not. And it quit being politics as usual a long time ago.
Well, it's true. And there was a guy years ago, Dennis Grover was his name, from up in Reno, Nevada, that created an organization called Knowledge Equals Freedom. And I got a hold of Dennis, and I said, nothing could be further than from the truth. Knowledge does not equal freedom. To the contrary, knowledge without meaningful action equals frustration. And frustration breeds apathy, and apathy equals certain defeat. We cannot afford to be apathetic. We've got to go right back to where the problem is. He that knoweth to do right and doeth it not, damn it is sin.
And we are headed into another break. I'm just not going to take calls today. I apologize to the listeners, but I just think it's so important to hear more about P&I. We're going to have them back on a regular basis as best we can to try and call you to action, because you need to know about P&I, and it's PNI.org, PNI.org, and Walt and Beth Ann will be right back. Invest in a good night's sleep for you and your family. Families need to save money and be practical. A good night's sleep is first in helping you and your loved ones build your immune systems and strengthen your brain to be alert during your day. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the 4-pack special. Enter promo code BethAnn. You'll receive 2 MyPillow premium pillows as well as 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Or call 1-800-978-6168. Be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. Your family, your friends, our nation is worth the investment of a good night's sleep. Machine washable, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. MyPillow made for you. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow made in the USA. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow, made in the USA.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. We have returned. We're in the final segment of today's show. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio with Beth Ann, and I'm visiting today with Walt Myers. He is a part of the Patriot Networking Initiative, and that is just simply PNI.org, PNI.org. We want as many people to get signed up and get into this fight for the, and I believe it's our, I believe this is our final battle. I think we're just about to lose completely here if we don't get enough people on board to restore this republic. Walt, you were telling some more. You were telling about the soapbox, the mailbox, and the cartridge box, and getting people involved. And it's not going to be easy. And I don't want anybody to be scared away. It's just going to take one of us at a time. And we've got to come together.
Scared away.
No, I don't want them to be scared.
We can restore the republic or bring America home, in your words. Mm-hmm. I'm just pointing out that it's not going to be easy. It's going to take a lot of work by an awful lot of people. I'd like to go back to a little more on the evolution of the PNI. When we gave up trying to make CNC work back in the 90s, subsequently Governor Meekum died, and Senator Rogers is in a rest home, and General Ray Davis, who was a former commandant of the Marine Corps and one of our staunch allies, passed away, as well as Jim Thomas and Governor Jay Brackenley. So we lost a good leadership team, and I kind of threw in the sponge and said, okay, you know, God grant me the serenity to accept that which I can't change. And I gave it up pretty much. And then recently, just a couple of months ago, what Larry Richardson, a man from North Carolina, Myrtle Beach. Swears me down, was a heavenly intervention. He happened to be delivering a car from North Carolina to Las Vegas, and he somehow heard about me, and he got a hold of me and said he'd sure like to stop and spend a little time chatting with me, and I said, come on. And so he spent the night here with us, and we talked about this, and we decided, well, we'll give it one more shot. We will try to resurrect the old CNC plan and put together a new team and see if we can make it work. So I have done all the writing for the program, and Larry has taken care of the technical end of the business and putting the website together and the communication system we need and one thing and another. And that's how it got started. And it is the PNI that you need to type into your browser to get to it, thepni.org. But there's an awful lot of information on there, and there will be more that people need in order to fully understand what our problem really is, but more importantly, what the solution to that problem is. And that solution lies in creating a team, which is described on the CNC website. If people will go to it by typing thecnc.org into their browser and going to recent articles and going down to Reliving 1776. That document describes the team that we have to put together, the various elements of it. And you will find now on the PNI website a paper that lists the objective pursuit teams that we must put together. But it's down where we have to believe in the words of two people, Midori Saveri and Guillaume Pitt. Midori Saveri said that unless and until we set aside all of our manifold private agendas and unite, we will merely be hapless observers standing at the bottom of a deep, dark pit, wistfully hoping to save the world, but really doing little more than breaking the fall of compatriots who are pushed in on top of us. Only by uniting in a common effort devoid of subjective paradigms will we be able to mold the human spirit upon which we may ascend to freedom. Now, people are going to have to take time to question the leadership of every organization they belong to and say, are you willing to set aside your agenda and unite and work with others on issues of common interest? And if they are not, then walk away from them. Don't waste your time and money on them. And this is the steps of most organizations. They're about fame and fortune, not about results. And people have to understand that.
And like you said, they don't have a plan.
They don't. They don't have a plan. This PNI plan or CNC plan is the only plan that I'm aware of that has the potential of being able to create the force we need to peacefully reclaim control of this government of ours. All of the rest of them are nonsense. They are all about send me your money and I'll go to Congress and speak on your behalf and try to convince the Congress to do what's right. Well, forget it. Congress doesn't belong to us. They don't represent us. They are a trustee in bankruptcy operating on behalf of the international banking establishment that owns us. And so you're wasting your time. Been there, done that. Don't think for a minute I wasn't stupid, too. I went there. We put every one of them on constructive notice and demand in years gone by, which is the first step towards filing suit against them all. But it does no good. They have too much power and too much money behind them. They're bought and paid for. And we aren't going to do it unless we build this undeniable force.
We're coming from behind. That's what we're going to do. We're going to come from behind. You know, it's going to be an ambush. They're never going to expect it because, like you said, we're not going to use the mainstream media. There's no way we could anyway.
No, no, we can't use mainstream media. But the second thing that we have to do, Beth, is understand the significance of the words of a guy by the name of Guillaume Pitt. He said that every meeting, every conference, and every conversation is a failure that does not produce an army. Mm. I would add to that every communication of any kind. But in any case, he said the first requisite of an army is to subscribe to service. And we need a couple of million people to subscribe to that service who are truly concerned about the future of this nation and of their posterity. And as America goes, so will go the whole world.
And we're out of time, Walter. I want to give the website. I want to you, my listeners, to go to this website, the, thepni.org. Thepni.org. It stands for the Patriot Networking Initiative. Read what they have there. Get signed up and become a part of this initiative. We need all Americans to join us, every one of us. Walt and I can't do it alone. Walt and Larry can't do it alone. It's going to take every single one of us, all the patriots, to bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.